morning, everyone. Friday, September 30th, it's ADM Day at Talk Radio 930 WTAD and across the city of Quincy, as proclaimed by the mayor. So thank you, ADM, for providing so many jobs to our community. It's also Harvest Ridge Coffee Day. It always is Harvest Ridge Coffee Day here at Talk Radio 930 WTAD. My guest is staring in disbelief because I have another coffee cup from another company in my hand, but it is filled with Harvest Ridge coffee, not this pretender to the throne. I just reused an old coffee cup I found lying around. So that's how cheap I am. I put my good, fresh Harvest Ridge into an old, crummy cup from another company. But that's okay. Maybe Harvest Ridge will bring me my own cup and I'll be fine. Janet Conover is back. And Janet is a very fun-loving person. But today we're going to talk about a very serious problem in Quincy, and that is the persistent lack of affordable, safe, and sanitary rental apartments in Quincy, and an ongoing problem. If landlords don't do what they're supposed to do, tenants often don't know how to speak up and get their rights heard. So, Janet, by way of introduction, tell us about the group you're involved with, and then we'll get into the tenant workshop, which starts next week and goes for, I believe, 5 or 6 weeks.
Yes.
And it's really going to be exciting. So please reintroduce yourself to the WTAD audience.
Well, I'm Janet Conover, and I'm a member of a group called Safe and Livable Housing that has existed in Quincy for 3 years plus. I've been a member for 3 years, and we have a group of about 15 of us, and we meet once a month, sometimes more. And we are concerned with...
She's talking. I'm just going to pull this down a little bit and get closer to you.
Okay, we're concerned about properties that are substandard. We're concerned about the poor. We're concerned about homeless people. And we have been working on that for about 3 years. So the tenant workshop is geared to be an educational process for any tenant. It could be someone living in a medium apartment, medium rental, or high rent, or in low rent, lower income.
Right. It doesn't really matter what your income level is. You can come to the tenant workshop. There is a serious shortage. A friend of mine is a doctor. He can't find a place to live. He came here for his internship, Janet.
Okay.
He wants to now stay in Quincy, isn't that? But he was going to go and live somewhere else.
Right.
But now he likes Quincy so much he wants to stay. But he still doesn't. Even when he came, he couldn't find it. You know, he had trouble finding an apartment. He's not happy with the apartment he has. And now, of course, that he wants to stay, he wants a better apartment. And there's such a shortage. Even if you have a higher income,
correct,
you can't find an apartment. But heaven help those who are very low income and
right,
don't have maybe the resources to, you know, have a friend that they can stay with, or, you know, somehow help themselves. And this tenant workshop is for everybody. But, of course, lower income people will probably benefit the most because they are the ones most likely to be in apartment life, maybe for a longer period of time. And
correct,
they're also the ones that are most often taken advantage of by unscrupulous landlords, the slumlords. We don't have many in Quincy,
right,
but we have enough that it's a problem.
So. Yes, we are very aware. I would say most of our landlord/property owners are very good, and they maintain their apartments and dwellings, and that works out well. But we do have some properties that are substandard and children living in them, and that affects their schoolwork. That affects them not wanting to go to school if there's not hot water in their apartment for them to bathe, things like that. And so that's one of our concerns. So the tenant workshop begins this Tuesday on October 4. It's at First Baptist Church that is located at 739 North 8th Street. And it's being co-sponsored by First Baptist Church, and the minister there is Reverend Orville Jones, and also by Bethel AME, and Reverend Carl Terry is the minister there. So it begins at 5 p.m., and there will be a light supper, and then at 5:30 the programs will start.
So 5 o'clock, anyone interested can come, get a light supper, then they stay for the 5:30 workshop. Workshops last, what, an hour and a half?
Last 90 minutes.
Now,
you do have to register. Okay. You cannot just show up.
Okay.
And there is child care, so we're making arrangements for all of that. And there will be incentives, such as at the end of each program, there will be a $10 gift card, like to McDonald's or Starbucks or someplace like that. And that is given to encourage the attendees to stay to the end of the program. And then at the end, if someone takes all five sessions, then they will be given a $100 gift card and also a certificate that shows they've completed the workshop, and they can show that to their landlord or to a bank, financial institution, or a public entity. And we have found that helps. This is based on the COTS program out of California. This will be the first tenant workshop held in the state of Illinois. There are three up in the Chicago area, but they are crime-related. And they are, like, if you are getting out of jail, then you have to take the workshop. And it's all about money management and then laws that would affect them, such as drug information and that kind of thing. But this one is based on life issues that will help in various areas.
So interesting. And again, it's for everybody. The topics are exciting. October 4th, and we're going to go into more detail on all of these. October 4th topic is healthy homes. October 11th, working with City Hall. This is critical. The city wants to put homes on fix and flatten if they are substandard. But that's a double-edged sword. If the house you're living in is found to be substandard, you'll have to move out. Where will you go? The healthy living in mind, body, and spirit. And we all know that if you live in a mold-infested, rodent-infested, insect-infested apartment, it's hard to have a good mental outlook. That's October 18th. October 25th, money management. This is important, and we'll talk in detail, because so many people get trapped as renters. Now, some people want to rent, but other people would really like to own their own home,
correct,
but they never can quite get the programming or the help they need to get that first starter home. And then November 1st, how to prepare healthy and delicious meals on a very limited budget. So this is good information for anybody who's a renter, and the tenant workshop is putting this on. Again, it's free, and there are incentives. You must pre-register, so please, please, take down this phone number right now, and we'll give it again several times.
I would give them the Quincy Housing Authority number.
Okay, I will. 217-222-0720. 217-222-0720. Just leave your name and return number on the answering machine. If they do not answer, and they will get back with you, let them know that you want to register for the tenant workshop so they know they're coming, so they can plan for the meals and everything.
Now, we have a limit of 20.
Okay.
That's the maximum number, and we are at 19.
Oh, well, Janet, we don't have to worry about promoting this then, do we?
Well, it's nice in terms of an educational issue for the community to know about this. And then we're going to have three in 2023. Be one in the spring, one in the summer, and one in the fall.
Wow, you're just going great guns. You know, you've been doing this for 3 years. And because the problem has been existing longer than that. But 3 years ago, a group of people, you were on my show earlier with Father Mike Cousy, yourself, there were other people involved in this HELP program. When the Welcome Inn closed,
right,
a lot of people who had blinders on, people like me, who, I don't see any homeless people, I don't see any poor people, I don't see anybody sleeping on a park bench. Well, Mary, have you looked? Not really. I just don't notice it. Kind of like Lazarus at the gate, you know,
right.
We walk right by and don't notice. And boy, that really opened people's eyes. They couldn't believe that people lived in those conditions, but even more so, that they were reluctant to leave there because as bad as that was, they had nowhere else to go. And Janet, you've talked with a lot of people that are in some substandard housing. And if they try to complain to their landlord or they try to get some help with some of the substandard conditions, oftentimes the landlord will just say, if you don't like it, move.
Well, that brings up a whole other issue, which is that We have in Quincy what's called the minimum housing complaint form, and it has just been revised. Many tenants, if not most, are afraid to file a complaint with the city's inspection office for fear of retribution of some kind. Now, there is a state law that says clearly if you make a complaint to the city about your rental property, that you cannot be evicted. Now, if someone is evicted, then what do they do? Well, then they have to go to an attorney and it goes to court. And for many of these people, they can't afford an attorney. So it's a difficult situation, and we can advise them to go to Land of Lincoln Legal Aid that is not really functioning in Western Illinois right now, and they need money to put an office back here in Quincy. So it is a complicated issue. But anyway, on this minimum housing complaint form, within about 2 weeks, we'll be announcing that there will be available an advocacy. So if you have a tenant who is afraid, there will be about 30 churches and organizations. So that advocate can go there and say, I need help and support in filling out the minimum housing complaint form. They will help them fill it out, and that the name, say they go into First Congregational Church because they're an advocate church, and someone there will help them fill out the form, and they will help them file it. And if necessary, they will go with them to the inspection when the city comes to inspect the rental property. By the way, when a property is inspected, the landlord is not there. It is only the tenant and the inspector, and in this case, if the tenant chooses, the advocate. So hopefully that will help. These sound like little steps, Mary, but that's what we're trying to do. It's one step at a time.
No, they sound like great steps to me. You know, I was a renter my whole life until I was about, I don't know, 45, and then my parents passed, and I inherited the home, and I never, you know, I always, pretty much always had good living conditions. I will say that I had to leave an apartment because it had deteriorated quite dramatically, mm-hmm. and the landlord, I think, was trying, but just was non-responsive to my mm-hmm. problems. And it was a big multiple. It wasn't like I had just one apartment with three other, right. you know, three units or something. This was a bigger place I lived in, very dissatisfied with it as I ended. But I'd lived there many years under total satisfaction, so it's kind of interesting
right.
how that can work.
And sometimes they run out of money to be able to fix up that.
Yes, and or sometimes maybe, you know, other tenants can bring in a lot of problems. Other tenants
Correct.
Can bring in mold. Other tenants can bring in bugs and pests, and it's very hard to get ahead of that. I remember my very first apartment. I lived in Hannibal. I loved it. I lived there for 9 years. And it was so funny because I'd lived there for 8 years, and all of a sudden I started noticing, for the first time ever, I had bugs in my apartment. I had to call the exterminator.
Right.
And I went downstairs to meet my new neighbors. You know, I hadn't met them yet. It was about a month they'd lived there. And we were just sitting on the porch chatting, and I said, gee whiz, I said, do you have problems with, you know, bugs in your apartment? She goes, oh, we have problems everywhere we go.
Yeah.
And I was like, bingo, she brought them in.
Sure.
Well, those little rodents don't know, those little
right.
bugs don't know that, don't go into the upstairs apartment. That's where Mary lives. She
right.
doesn't have bugs. She doesn't like bugs. So we've all, anybody that's rented knows
right.
that your landlord isn't always the problem. Sometimes it's your neighbor, which is
Correct.
Problem true. But you've got to get these problems solved, and the landlord really is the one that has to step in. You cannot fumigate one apartment in an apartment complex.
Right.
That does not work. So I've had really good luck most of the time with being a tenant. But it's just like most landlords say. I've had 90% good luck with people I've rented to, but the 10% I've had problems with have been big pains.
Right.
So the landlords have, you know, I have some sympathy for them, too, because it's hard to get good tenants.
It is hard. And then this workshop is, of course, geared to helping tenants. But if you look at the entire program, it is also going to benefit landlords. It's a teaching process, and so there's a benefit there. And I wanted to mention, too, Mary, you talked about that we don't have enough rental apartments in Quincy. Well, we have a lot of vacant houses.
1,800 That's what Chuck Bevelheimer told me.
I thought it was 1,200, but maybe it is higher. And that's
well, we'll go with 1,200 because 1,800 sounded outrageous to me, and 1,200 still sounds outrageous.
1,200 is still a lot, and particularly if you walk around the northwest area of Quincy that has beautiful old homes. Of course, by now, a lot of them have deteriorated if they haven't been taken care of. But if you go inside, beautiful woodwork, things you're not going to find in most new houses today. So I think the mayor is, and Chuck Bevelheimer, are working on programs to try and speed that along and help that. But that's another issue. We have properties sitting there that are vacant.
I walk around or drive around a lot, and I see, like, apartments above, you know, or places mm-hmm. that could be apartments, and they're not. And I sit there and think, what a waste. And I know maybe the person that owns the business below says, I don't want to mess with that. I mean, that one time, that was what it was built for. Live above, work below. I don't want to mess with that. Or you see bigger homes that would take some effort to repair. But there is such a critical shortage, and it is killing our ability to get people to move here and take jobs here. And so we've got to do this. Janet, let's talk a little bit about, like, healthy homes. What does that mean? What is a healthy home? That's the topic for the first one on October 4th, next Tuesday night.
Well, I'm very excited about that one. I'm working with Terry Austin, who's a landlord. He owns a lot of properties, has for a number of years. And what we are doing is we are purchasing $65 worth of cleaning equipment and supplies for each tenant who comes. And then Terry will be explaining each one of the cleaning processes, and we'll be talking about that. And then at the end of the program, they'll take those supplies home with them. And it's not to make anyone feel guilty. It's just to, here are some tips. And then Dorinda Smith, who is from Bella Ease, teaches these kinds of household management skills to people, and she's very good, and she's going to be there. So then at the end, and we're also going to talk about homemade remedies like vinegar and water, and how you can use borax, which is really cheap to buy. And that's wonderful for killing bugs and basements and around corners and that kind of thing. And then the second part of that program was actually a request that came from some ministers in town. The second part of that program, we're going to have two ladies from Coinatus talk about healthy relationships and violence prevention. Some of that's going to be about human trafficking that goes on in Quincy. People talk about issues that are not discussed. That's one of them. And the ladies will be talking about abuse. So that's our first program. It's going to be fun, but also there's a very serious side to it, too.
We're going to learn an awful lot. Healthy homes. Working with City Hall, I imagine that City Hall wants to be worked with. So the good news is our city is really on board. They want to help tenants.
And that's true. And we have a great inspection department, Michael Seaver, Chuck Bevelheimer. Michael Seaver has two good inspectors working for him. Well, anyway, on that one, we're starting with our new chief of police, Adam Yates, is going to start that program. He's going to talk about, well, when do tenants call the police and when do you not call the police, and various laws and issues that would affect them. And then Jason Parrott from City Hall will talk about the minimum housing complaint form, how to fill it out, give that kind of information. And then we have someone coming from Coinatta who will talk about, there are three privacy laws that will affect tenants and affect various individuals. And so that'll be good.
Very, very
one of
good.
Our more serious topics, but it's, again, very, very good.
There'll be helpful tips, there'll be some lighthearted moments, and there'll be from very serious moments. Because after all, this is to teach people how to deal with very serious problems, which is how to be a good tenant, how to manage your landlord-tenant relationship, and how to improve your housing when you're not the owner. We are just 17 minutes away from Fox News at the top of the hour. My guest today is Janet Conover. She's part of a coalition of people that have been working for years, literally, to improve rental housing in Quincy and to improve the relationship between tenants and landlords. They're having a tenant workshop, a positive approach to dealing with rental issues. They only have one space left. They might squeeze in two if we're really lucky, but they really only have one space left. You can call the Quincy Housing Authority at 0720 if you live in the city of Quincy, 222-0720, and maybe they'll put you on a standby list. You never know. Somebody might drop out. October 4th session is about healthy homes. October 11th, working with City Hall. October 18th, how to be healthy in mind, body, and spirit. Janet Conover, who are the guest speakers for that, and what does that mean?
Well, Dr. Tom Miller, who's the professor and a site director of SIU Center for Family Medicine in Quincy with Blessing Health System, will talk about physical health issues. He likes to interact with the attendees, so he'll be asking them questions and so forth. He does like to stress healthy habits like, you know, not smoking, eating correctly, dental cleaning. And he also is going to talk about the importance of screen time adults and children spend each day on their computers.
Mm.
And then Barb Chapin from Transitions is going to, this again was something that was requested of our group, will talk about depression and suicide. Again, a big issue in our whole country, but also in Quincy, an area. And then our final part of that program is we will have Raymond Stedman from Horizon Soup Kitchen in Addicts, Victorias, and he's going to talk about addiction problems in Quincy.
And I hope he puts in a plug that if people need a good, healthy meal, they can go down to Horizons every
day.
At lunch at noon. I've eaten there before because anybody can eat there. Just make a donation. I volunteered for the first time with my church there a couple of weeks ago, and it was really fun. I enjoyed meeting the people. The food was great. Man, you get to eat there if you volunteer, and the food was absolutely fantastic. So there are some good services available, and this tenant workshop is just now the next piece of this. Now, this is the part, see, to me, of course, this is the part probably everybody's afraid of, but this, I would have put this first. Money management. Paying your rent on time, saving some money so maybe you can get in a better apartment, saving your money and finding out about programs where you could actually purchase your first home might be things. But what is money management going to cover?
Well, we have Pat Heineke, who is with Community of Christ Assistance Center, and she teaches each year for the United Way, and she teaches the program on if you're working on your taxes. So she was recommended to us, and I called her and talked to her, and so she's going to do that program along with Maggie Hoyt, who is our township supervisor, and she's going to talk about the general assistance program and who's eligible, how to apply, the TANF program. And frequently, when you go for general assistance, you've almost run out of all your other options. So she's very good at that, and she's going to be explaining how that program works. So that'll be the two main presenters for that program. And she'll talk about how to budget, how to fill out a rental application, the importance of, like you say, paying your rent on time, paying your utilities, and then, of course, steps, if you can, to purchase a home, if you're saving. And some of these money management things are hard for a lot of us. And
absolutely.
I'm looking forward to hearing what she has to say.
You know, one thing that I've talked, and I've had a lot of people on that deal with lower-income people, and one of the things they talk about that's really a good thing to get across to people, and, you know, the average person can't comprehend this, because most of us, we may not be flush, but we can make it to the end of the month, and we still got
right.
a penny in our pocket. But how to triage. In other words, there really isn't much assistance to pay your rent, so you've got to put that first.
Right.
Then go to the food bank. Then ask the utility company if you can, you know, stretch out a payment or only pay half this month. There are agencies that can help you do this. But unfortunately, the landlord often is the last on the list of bills, but there's really no subsidy to help you with that. You need to put the landlord at the top of the list. Get that secure, safe environment, because if you build up a good rental history, you'll be
right.
able to move into a better place. And so learning how to manage some of the resources that are available, because there is a place to go get help for food, but there isn't a machine on the corner that hands you $20 because you're $20 short on the rent. So budgeting is critically important, and we've all done this.
Right.
It's the sexiest thing is not to pay your landlord,
right?
Because I'm hungry right now. You know, but if my, you know, if my utilities are going to get cut off and stuff like that. So it's really, really tough. So money management is hard.
Well, Joe and I do it.
Yeah.
We'll figure out, well, what's the income going to be for this month? And then look at the bills and make sure that we'll make it to the end of the month. I mean, we all have to do it.
We all have to do it. And, you know, it's kind of funny because when people say, oh, but you, you know, you're a doctor or you make a lot of money. Well, I knew a doctor that had less money than I did. Why? Because she may have made $500,000 a year, but she spent $600,000.
Right.
So, you know, these are money management is not a poor people problem. There's a lot of rich people that can't manage their money as well. So this is really a skill, a life discipline. If you weren't lucky enough to have an old cheapskate dad like I did and teach you all these things,
right,
you know, then you're going to have to learn them on your own. And this is a great way to do it because there are people who are successful just because they put $10 back a month, $10 back a month, $10 back a month. And pretty soon they were in a much better living situation. And then you can grow from there.
Another thing is that it's wise to not gamble your money. We have a lot of gambling places open now in Quincy, and there is that tremendous temptation, I think, when you have a little money to go to the gambling place and think, well, now this will help me get out of this.
Right.
And
I need 50 bucks. I've only got 10. I'll put $10 in this machine and $50. I'll hit that jackpot and I'll win. And chances are, the odds are always against you.
Right. So we encourage people to really think about that before they participate, because we're finding that that is an issue with a number of people, and that fits into money management.
Right. And health, mind, and body, because people with alcohol addictions, cigarette addictions, gambling addictions, any kind of addiction, it tears down the whole family. And then finally, of course, that'll be the fun one, cheap food, how to make great dinners for little money. And, you know, everybody can use that. So this tenant workshop is pretty much full. I'm going to give you the number if you're really interested. They do have one more opening. They may have people who drop out, so they'll put you on a waiting list. To register, call 223-4468, 223-4468. It's going to be held at the First Baptist Church at 739 North 8th Street. Child care will be provided. A light meal will be provided at 5 o'clock next Tuesday night and for five consecutive Tuesdays. You'll get a gift card of $10 at the end of each session. And if you complete all five sessions, you'll get a $100 gift card. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, remaining thoughts from Janet Conover, who has been very active over many years now, trying to improve the plight of those who have substandard housing in Quincy. And this ball that has started rolling is going to keep picking up steam as it heads downhill. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Janet Conover is here, and she is here today to be the spokesperson. But Janet stands on the shoulders of many people who are on her Safe and Livable Housing Committee that have been working for years, to improve the tenant-landlord relationship and to improve the housing stock in Quincy. And Janet, I know you want to say thank you to some of those people.
Well, yes, and I've had a tenant workshop committee that has started meeting in March. Our first question was, do we need this kind of workshop in Quincy? And after a two-hour discussion, we decided yes, and then we worked out what programs we wanted to feature. And so that committee has worked. We met every 3 weeks. And so I'm very happy to have had them to give advice along the way. I wanted to mention also that this is being funded privately. We don't have any city or state money.
Right, the city-state isn't doing this. This is something that a group of private citizens are doing to help our city.
We did ask for some ARPA money, but that didn't fall into place. And so anyway, we have been successful there. We could still use a little more. But we are going to have three workshops in 2023. The first one will be in the spring. So if for some reason you were not able to get registered for this one in October, that begins in October, please know we'll have three coming up in 2023.
And, of course, if you want to contribute in any way with gift cards or with in-kind services for catering or whatever you would like to do, they would love that. Or if you just want to join the group, because let's face it, folks, our eyes are all closed. That's a criticism from myself.
And
I get so busy. Yeah. I mean, Janet Conover was living a nice little life. She was somewhat aware of some problems, but she went and heard somebody talk about housing conditions for children, and she was like, wow, I can't sit by. I have to get active, and you did. And
right.
So now, folks, get those blinders off and think, what little could I do? What is there something I can do? And if you think about helping kids, because many of the people that are stuck in these situations are elderly people
right.
and children. You know, they can't defend themselves very well, and they can't speak for themselves very well. And if your church wants to be an advocate,
right.
hop on board, and you can say, I'll be that person. I'll get some training. I'll go with you, Pastor. I'll help. So it really, this isn't a city agency. This is the safe and affordable living, safe and livable housing is just a group of people that are like-minded, good-hearted, and they want what is best for our city. And if we improve our housing stock, if we could get those 1,200
right.
empty rooms, empty homes, empty apartments fixed and occupied, what a difference that would make in our
no.
whole community. And it's possible, folks. We just have to put some effort into it.
Right.
Okay. So if you're interested in being part of it, there is still one seat left, but get your name in on the waiting list. Call today if you'd like to hop in, 223-4468 or 222. The better number is 222-0720. First Baptist Church and AME Church are putting it on along with Safe and Livable Housing, and it's going to be at First Baptist Church, 739 North 8th, and it is going to be every Tuesday night, the 4th, the 11th, the 18th, and the 25th of October, and the 1st of November. And gee whiz, there's no reason not to go. And if you can't get in on this one, call. They'll get your name, and you'll be first in line for the next one. And hopefully the people that go to this will be teachers themselves and will tell
right.
their neighbors and tell their friends. Janet, one more minute. Anything for the good of the cause?
Well, we're just very hopeful this tenant workshop will be successful. We don't want anyone to be afraid to take it. We have made a commitment that every tenant taking this will be treated with the ultimate of respect, and also their privacy will be treated with respect. The list will not go out to City Hall or any public group. It will be kept private because we have a couple tenants that are actually afraid to take the workshop because of various reasons. So anyway, we're looking forward to doing the workshop and are hopeful that it'll be successful this time and be successful in 2023.
Thank you very much, Janet Conover. It's Friday, folks. Coming up on Monday on the Mary Griffith Show, Greta will be here, and we look forward to that. Until then, you have a great weekend.